In today's gospel, Jesus goes to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. So this would have been a pretty fancy meal, probably an important meal, because the Pharisees were like the who's who of the Jewish religion at the time. They were the ones who knew the religious law and followed it and were respected by everybody and esteemed. And then we're told that he wasn't just at the home of one of the Pharisees, but one of the leading Pharisees. So we're talking about being at the home of someone really at the top of the social and religious totem pole. And Jesus is addressing what usually happens in that kind of social event among VIPs, that there's a lot of observing others, looking around at others, comparing ourselves with others. We've all been in this situation before. Jockeying for position, who's talking to who, where's the most popular person, who's the person who has the most influence. So this is not the kind of place where humility flourishes, but rather it's the place where people are trying to figure out who's the most popular, who has the most influence, or trying to appear popular and to appear to have influence. So Jesus is inviting us just to not play that game at all, not by not going to that event, but by not worrying where we sit. And even if we have the choice, choosing to sit in a less worthy place, choosing to not need to be noticed. So at the end of today's gospel, Jesus says something that I think is really interesting. He says to his host, again, he's saying this to a very important person, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you get repaid for that in some way. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, in other words, those who are not going to be able to pay you back." So clearly Jesus is directing us to think about how we typically seek out relationships with others who can give back to us in some way. So we like to have friends who are people of influence, who are popular, who have money and financial resources, who have a nice home. Maybe they'll have us over for a nice meal. People who have a lot of connections. We can benefit in certain ways from those relationships. But even if we're not benefiting materially from a relationship, even if we're not getting a nice meal out of the deal, or even if we're not so much worried about the connections that this other person have, we still like to choose friends among whom we enjoy being with. We like to be with people who we find interesting or funny, people who affirm us, people who share our interest. And so we're always choosing when we're choosing our relationships, and this happens usually not at a conscious, but at a subconscious level, we're choosing people who can benefit us in some way. We're going to get something out of this relationship, even if it's just a laugh or an enjoyable time. So what's Jesus's point? He's telling us that usually when we seek out friendship or relationship, we have some sort of ulterior motive that's at the bottom of it. We know we're going to get something out of this relationship that's going to benefit us or please us in some way. And this is not bad in and of itself, but here's the question that this gospel provokes. And we need to think about this right now. Among the people in my life, people with whom I share my life, people who I give my time to, people who I've invited into my heart in some way, do I include people from whom I don't obviously get something in return? So, to get more specific, do I count among my friends people who are in poverty? And we don't need to understand poverty in necessarily a material way. It could be someone who's materially poor or impoverished. But do I count among my friends someone who's impoverished in terms of their personality? Someone who is difficult to be around? A difficult personality? Someone who's not easy to be around? Someone who doesn't have many friends? Perhaps because they have a difficult personality, so people don't really like to be around them. Do I count among my friends, do I count people in my circle, this kind of person? Someone who's needy. When Jesus says, when you're holding a banquet, invite the poor, we could interpret this in a literal way, like invite this. I remember when I was growing up, one of my aunts was talking about someone who would show up at her workplace who just like didn't have anybody in his life, and he seemed kind of needy. I'm sure he was needy for relationships, needy for love. So he'd just kind of hang around the office, and he was a little bit, that annoyed people a little bit. My aunt was telling my uncle this, and she mentioned, you know, like, I don't think he has anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. He just doesn't have anybody in his life. And my uncle said, we're inviting him to Thanksgiving. I was so impressed by that as I overheard that conversation going on between them. So we can interpret this in a literal way. When you're holding a banquet, invite the poor. Invite somebody who doesn't have somebody else. But we can also, more importantly, interpret this as inviting people into our lives and into our hearts. So we might also reflect on how we respond to someone who's experiencing a kind of poverty during this particular season of their life. So someone who's sick, someone who's dying, someone whose spouse is dying, someone who's struggling with mental illness, someone who's going through a lot of suffering in their life. When I encounter someone like this, do I lean into that relationship or do I draw back from that relationship? It's very easy for us to be tempted to draw back. And why is this? Well, it's because we sense a need there that this person has. And maybe we don't feel like we have the time or the energy or the resources or the heart to give them what they need. But people need love. That's something we could give that person. Even if we don't have much else to offer, we can love them. So, doing this sort of thing, and again, like, if we have friends and family that we love being around, who we are able to invite to dinner, if we have a social circle, a circle of friendships that we enjoy, praise God. What a gift. Many people don't. So thank God if we have that. But Jesus is inviting us to expand our heart to include more people there, including those people who aren't obviously able to benefit us in such a way. Someone who's not going to be able to give back to me in some way. So doing this has a number of benefits. So the reason that Jesus brings this up in this context is because by having humble friends, I become more humble. If I'm spending time with, giving my attention and love to someone who's poor, I'm not going to worry so much about what I have and what I don't have. If I'm becoming a more influential person, if I'm very popular, if I'm intentionally being with people who don't enjoy that kind of popularity, it's going to help me to be less self-focused, less self-centered, less self-oriented, more humble. So that's one benefit. Second benefit is that when we seek out relationships with the poor, we become more like Jesus. Because this is what he did all the time. It's how he lived every single day, looking for this person in need. And they might have been in need physically because they're sick or had an injury. Or they could have been Jesus, he was eating with tax collectors and sinners who were really socially ostracized from society. People looked upon them with disdain, and Jesus sought them out. He wanted to be with them. It's only because of the compassionate love that Jesus seeks out friendship with me. Father Matt Wearing, I have very little to offer Jesus, but he's actually not bothered by my poverty. It's out of his compassion and his love that he seeks me out. It's out of compassion that he seeks you out. He's not worried about what he's getting out of the relationship with you. He sees our poverty. He sees that we have very little to offer him. All the more does he love us. All the more does he seek out our attention and friendship. Finally, when we seek out friendship with the poor, we encounter Jesus in that person. Remember, there's that very mysterious passage at the end of Matthew's gospel where he's talking about the sheep and the goats, and the king is serving as judge, and he's judging, and the ones, some are going to the right and are being saved, and some are going to the left and are being damned. And what's the standard there for whether one is saved or destroyed? And it's if they fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, clothed the naked, visited the lonely, etc. And that was a little bit confusing to the audience. And Jesus says to them, when you served that person, that poor person, you served me. So when we give our life to someone who's poor, someone who can't give back, we're encountering Jesus in that person. We're spending time with Jesus. I can't help but think of the many people I know who do this so well and generously in their life. I think of my dad. My dad's a farmer. He still farms. He's so generous helping out his neighbor farmers. Sometimes my mom will say, Ron, you need to get your own work done too, you know. He doesn't listen to her. But, you know, as he gives himself generously, even foolishly, he always gets his work done. God always provides enough time. God always provides what he needs. Really blesses my dad. And I think it's because God's generous with my dad because my dad is really generous. This is really what I want our parish to look and feel like. I really want our parish to be full of people whose hearts are open to people who really need love. The poor, the brokenhearted, the sick, those who've suffered loss in their life. I would so love it if parishioners from Holy Trinity or if graduates from Holy Trinity would have this kind of reputation. That they're always giving themselves in love to others, seeking out those who are in need, generously inviting people into their hearts. Let's ask the Lord for this grace today. We can't do it ourselves. We need him to give us this grace. Maybe as we've been sitting here, we've been thinking of somebody whom God has put in our life. I can think of that person, those people whom God has invited me to generously reach out and love to. And I experience a resistance to that. We can bring that resistance to Jesus today. We can tell him we need his grace. We need him for everything. To please help us to live this gospel so that we can be more humble, be more like him, and so that we can even meet him in that poor person.